人说当时，那么人讲究把多多年就是现代的学生这边，三千多把那些三千说当时就上到了，讲究把多多年就是现代的学生这边，三两千多了。就把那些三千说当时就上到了，讲究把多多年就是现代的学生这边。到那边这三千这个吧
Yeah, question, just one, yeah. 有那当兄。
Karen Boucher, this is...In response to your earlier question, there was a question about whether, at the time of death, whether the person can accumulate projecting karma, and then that projecting karma can become actualizing karma. So my question is,If before the time of death, a person were to realize, for example, emptiness, would that be possible for that accumulated karma to then be nourished by the last moment of mind to be actualizing karma? This is possible, I think, due to the fact of the weightiness or the heaviness of the karma.That has been accumulated. Based on that reason, is it then be a case of a projecting karma that is created before death to immediately become an actualizing karma that affect the next rebirth?
God, you're asking a question or are you answering?
Is there any...
You're asking me a question or you're just saying your own idea or what? I don't get it.
Yeah, so I'm in response to your question. Can there be a case to answer your question?
You're answering my question?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm asking you to ask a question. Yeah?
okay.
So now you're answering my question.
So, is there any problem with this assertion?
You are answering my question now?
Yeah.
Yeah, answer now. Okay. What's the answer?
Yeah. Okay. My
What's my question?
Your question is like at the point of death, which is the last breath, the last moment of breath, whether it is possible for a projecting karma to be accumulated and immediately...At the same moment, that projecting karma become a projecting karma that the mind knowledge to become actualizing karma that project the next rebirth. Correct?
Okay, then.
So my...
You're saying now yes or no?
No.
Okay, no because?
Okay, no is because at the point of death, the factor of discrimination, right,is slowly disintegrating. So if during the if the gross mind is still functioning, right, even during at that time, the factor of discrimination is disintegrating, means that the mind is not able to be very strong, so it will not be powerful enough to create a projecting karma. And after the mind, there's two, after the mind, at the point of death, right, you have the mind that is of a gross mind, and then there's the next stage when you become a subtle mind. And if we are talking about under the sutric system, not the tantric system, under the, in the interpretation of the sutric system, right, a subtle mind during the point of death is the neutral mind. Therefore, it cannot create projecting karma also. So my answer is like, anyway, during the last breath, it is not possible to create a projecting karma. So just now my earlier question was like, the...
No, very long. So what I want to know is, you said time of the death cannot create projecting karma.
Mm.
You're saying that why? So give sentence.
Okay. At the time of...
Why? You give sentence.
Okay. At the time of death, the purpose, the function of the mind is to recognize either virtuous karma or non-virtuous karma, and then nourish it to become actualizing karma so as to project the next rebirth. Yeah? So if that is the case, right, one moment of mind cannot have two objects of meditation, right? Cannot have two objects. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
When does the time of death start?
I think Karen Boucher did say that the time of death start, right, when the mind, the earth element start disintegrating. That was your proposal, right? Remember? When projecting karma, okay, is karma accumulated?
The question is, why you cannot create time of the death? Why you cannot create projecting karma? Because
projecting karma has to be a karma.
Because you give some sentence.
Okay,
yeah.
Because projecting karma has to be the karma created before the time of death.
Why? This question is still same back to circle,
Okay, so the object that the...
Whatever you say, question is still there. Why? Why have to be before death? Why not time of the death?
Because at the time of the death, the object of the mind is projecting karma. That means the function of the mind at the time of death is to nourish a projecting karma that is previously created so as to project one to the next rebirth. Therefore, this mind itself cannot then create projecting karma. Is it possible?
I don't know. So still you are not getting answer, anything there. Why? But you are not answering for that.
Another thing came to mind.
Time of the death. Can be very strong, virtuous mind can arise, isn't it?
Yes.
Very strong, virtuous mind be create, arise in time of the death, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that can be create, projecting karma, isn't it?
So you can even, but the same projecting karma created at the moment can only be knowledge in the next life. It cannot be at the same moment. Because we will talk about...
The first question is not that.
Hmm?
Time of the death, very strong virtuous mind can arise.
Possible? Yes.
Yeah? So that can be live, positive imprint in your mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that means you can create projecting karma at time of the death, isn't it?
Okay, so the...
Yes or no? Yeah.
Yes.
So question is that, time of the death, whether you create projecting karma or not, that's the question. Now you say yes.
Yeah, but...
Just people, you say no, because this something, isn't it? Because projecting karma must be created before the death, not time of the death, you say just now.
Okay, maybe my disagreement is like, during the time of death, the mind cannot create projecting karma and immediately nourish that
not
karma.
Not projecting karma, you already accept that part, isn't it? Time of the death, you can create projecting karma, we are common.
Mm-hmm.
Except same goal, isn't it? Same idea, isn't it? Or no?
But the same projecting karma cannot...
In the first place, projecting karma created time of the death? You agree with that?
Yes, possible.
Huh? So now what then? You create that? Then?
But the same projecting karma cannot be knowledge immediately to become actualizing karma.
So why? Again? Why cannot nourish that karma?
Because this projecting karma can only be nourished in next life. Because...
Reason. Give me the reason. Why?
Okay, so one moment of mind, there's only one... What the mind can only function... Can only have one function. So at the point of death... At the point of death, the mind can... The function of the mind is to nourish projecting karma to project the next rebirth. Therefore, you see, at this point, if I were to nourish a projecting karma, we are talking about one moment, one time, right? So if at this point, if I were to nourish a projecting karma, this projecting karma has to be a karma that is accumulated prior to this moment, right? Because one moment of mine, you cannot have...
Yeah, moment, my point is, moment doesn't have to be 10 years, 20 years, isn't it? Moment can be one moment, isn't it?
So
10 seconds can be, isn't it? Moment doesn't have to be 10 years, one life gap, isn't it?
Okay.
Moment can be 1 second, 10 seconds can be moment, yeah? So time of the death is not only short period, isn't it? Time the gap have some time there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So my question is that there's some time there. So you create projecting karma, then why not that karma can be produced next result? That's the question.
Okay. But if the factor of discrimination is slowly disintegrating, if the like your earth elements start to dissolve, and the mind slowly... So you're talking about like prior to the factor of discrimination slowly... When the factor of discrimination, right, the mind is still able to recognize an object clearly. At the moment, the mind creates projecting karma. Then, towards the end, then the mind nourishes that karma to project another rebirth.
Why not?
Still, you're not getting what I'm asking you.
Okay, sorry, I will go and think about it.
Yeah. Oh, there's a takarena. Oh, Kazan's some delicious. Then I got some. Karsena Kazan Shivana Shire. Kanata rala nava chinyegu tati ani miken shabat ken shabala tene rangi sobo kumtuwe an sobo kumbala tene ani unishi dikri padu meba taya zok mambu zok tuwe tinde kyunze tiche na rala nyuchegi ta sedi rala nyuchi mares manzu ngunzi zini pendok shere es tiche se kyunze tisu ani shochi ne ani chi karsana rala nava chinyegu rangi unishi patala That is wrong, no, she may be my sister. Pendle, she wrong the part, no, she shabbat, wrong the king, she said. And he probably condosa, condosa with kinky, and he wanted 오늘 가서 그래. 아니 지금 계산 방법 좀 줘. 아니 예외 동안 빠듬이만 용국이 어렸어. 제당 파르베 동안 요애들 한게 괜찮아랬어. 랑 파르보다 늦게 잡아랬어. 파르보랑은 패도시 잡아랬어. 제상아 만족다 파르보다 다 랍시다 늦게도 성시 공부기는 되게 말했어. 가장 대수제.
So in the last lesson we saw how because of the existence of the enemy or the harm doer, because he or she must exist as a condition for us to practice patience. So in dependence upon that person acting as the condition for us to practice patience, and if we do cultivate patience, then we accumulate the collections and purify our negativities, isn't it? So in that sense, that person has become is not a harm doer. In that sense, that person is a benefactor, somebody who is helping us. And then, if we get upset with that person, we retaliate. Then the person creates, of course we get upset, get angry in return, accumulate non-virtue. As a result of retaliating against us, then or being angry with us, then the person accumulates the karma and then goes to the lower realms where he or she will have to suffer for a long time. So in that sense, then we have become a harm doer to that person. Yeah. So that person has become a benefactor to us, and then we have become a harm doer. Yeah, to that person, and as such, you know. So the teachings tell us that then it is for those reasons it is completely inappropriate. Yeah, to hold on to that person as an enemy and to be upset. Yeah, with that person. Yeah.
어떻게냐, 자자 가서래 딱 도신들 삼도 단신사래 로카자지 먼저랑은 너버친구 다시 두인도 가나. 오늘 지금 랑라 뉴시르도 벤도시르도 디썸도 약보 우땅과야시 아와 아니 지금 딘데 땅체 다 통통이 디쑨거래 뉴시르도 우디 랑라 벤도시르 랑시나 뉴시르에스 고독시 어딘데 오버네슬로 딘데 자대바래 쑨거여르다.
So when we are facing such a person in our lives, then it is good to think about what we've learned here in the teachings, and analyze whether that enemy, the person who is harming us, is the actual harm doer, or we are the harm doer. So is that harm doer in fact our benefactor, and whether we are in fact the actual harm doer? Yeah. So this is what the teachings tell us. Yeah, that in reality, that's the case. That we actually have become the harm doer. No?
어떻게 다 되네 마이 어디 가르스나 신디 아니 가르스다 저거 봉화 세트랬다 가르스 신랑라 팬도시 밑에 말했어 아니 신랑라 팬도시 아니 말했어 다 돈다니 너와 다디 맞아 팬도시 레스리 지금이 도스 다 팬도시 말했어 어디 삼바이나 안 되네 말했어 다디 삼바다에서
Well, having said this, of course, objections will be raised against such a line of reasoning, isn't it? Objections that we ourselves will raise, isn't it? Of course, we will object to the line of reasoning that says, you know, that person is the benefactor, and then we are the harm doer. Yeah, we object to that, yeah, isn't it? How can that be? You know, we say, how can it be that harm doer is actually my benefactor? It's not possible, yeah. This is what we think, isn't it?
Lambda machine, 그러나 랑이 견체체 아니 도딩 냐오르 펜버체가레스 당하수 시바로 랑이 견체 펜버체바인자 아니 지금 다 라이 냐오르 두구야레스 다토다이 랑이 견체체 아니 바로 도딩 냐오르 땅바로 땅바인자 다 라이 냐오르 두구야레스 디스도 가나 바로 바로 펜도세 마탕 마셔야 되고 자로다 그러봐 안노시 두통 것도 양치 괜찮 아니 랑기다지 디징이 라냐와도 차반자 벌고랑라니 아니 팬독시 레미도 왔다.
So the line of reasoning is that because that person exists and to help us to practice patience, if we practice patience, we get all the benefit. So instead of being a harm to her, he's actually my benefactor, isn't it? Right, that argument is like that. But then we think that how could it be the case? Because of him, I get angry, isn't it? Because of him, he harms me, then I get angry. And when I get angry, I'm throwing myself to hell, to the lower realms, isn't it? So without that person, I won't go to hell. How can the person be my benefactor? He's a condition for me to go to hell.
독신아, 따뜻해라, 소야세, 갈대 달라, 삼바이, 윤대, 윤아, 얄미, 조스다.
So the answer to that is that if I have the excellent quality of thought, I will not go to hell.
어떻게니? 제가 딱 가서 그래. 딱 돈다 아니지. 랑 냐와도부터 있으면 랑이 견치지 바로 불러 딕바 아니 딕바 몽보지 사바이 나야 티킹이 랑 냐와도에 켜봐요 말했어 냐와 두고 말했어 가르쳐서나 아니 랑 라다치 보기 삼바 타바네 아니 지 보기 소박은 빌러지 여바이나 오늘 지 아니 지 랑이 줄었어 소박은 빌러지 여바네 연대 소박은 빌러지 여나 아니 냐와 두고 말했어 나도다
So although our existence is a condition for that person to go to hell. That doesn't necessarily mean that therefore I will go to hell. Although I may be a condition for that person to create negativities and for that person to go to hell, but it doesn't mean that I will go to hell. I will not go to hell if I have the excellent quality of patience, if I have the practice of patience.
어, 독신이, 돈다이니다, 랑 소바 공바이나, 아니, 돈다이니, 랑기, 다 돈다이니, 소바 공바지나, 아니, 랑 냐와 기그마데스, 다 돈다 슈기, 땅원에 지금 소바 공매바지, 아니, 망고마지 공도 깨바이나, 다 튕기다 냐와 두그레스, 다 돈다 티스마이 말해.
So, whatever the situation is, but from our side, if we practice patience, we will not go to hell. We don't create the cause here. But if we don't cultivate patience, and then we get upset and get angry, then we will go to
hell. 밑에 바빵 봤어요. 드리셔. 다 뒤송할라 드리셔. 갈대 다기 다송나 대라. 대달라디 지식 중 쓰다.
So that was refuting that it is incorrect that others are our enemy is our benefactor. So refuting that. So next is refuting that it is incorrect that I'm harming others. So, if I'm protecting myself, how will they accrue merit here?
어, 돈다티래. 다 가르쳐나? 아니, 뇌체 대다기. 다 돈다이니? 뇌체 도 대다기? 안 달라. 펜 딱바래스. 펜 딱바인자? 아니, 진주냐와 가르쳐도 그랬어. 다 돈다이. 그러와. 뇌체 도 대다기? 아니, 랑은 펜 딱바래스. 딘데인자? 아니, 냐와. 죽음 안에서 나 바로 보디 로 시험 바로 보디 냐 죽음 안에서
Well, if you say that the other person is my benefactor, right? He's helping me, isn't it? So if he is helping me, then of course he won't go to hell. How would he go to hell?
How you go to hell? You don't go.
So the third and the fourth lines of verse 50 is the answer to that thought. If I'm protecting myself, how will they accrue merit here? So if I guard myself, so if I practice patience, I'm guarding myself. But how does guarding myself protect the other person? Yeah, you protect yourself. But then how does your practice of patience that guards yourself, how does that protect the harm doer? How?
Otoxine, that rangi soba gumba tegi, ani shenta nyawala mitova sumatuesi. That soba gumba kien chese, ani rang, ani chik.
If I got myself, yes, if we practice patience, we protect ourselves, isn't it? We stop accumulating negativities, as such we don't have to go to the lower realms, so we are guarding ourselves from the lower realms. But our practice of patience doesn't save others from going to hell, isn't it? Right. So as such, if it doesn't save the other person from going to hell, so in reality, we are still the harm doer, isn't
it?
Then we may also think that, if the person who is harming me, actually in reality is a benefactor, then I also should be a benefactor to others. How? We should harm, I can, then therefore it's also right for me to harm others, because I'm also benefiting them,
Everyone want to be a benefactor? We are, Not have to be, we are. We're all benefactor. Benefactor of the anger, Sometimes people say, I teach impatient like that, Sometimes people so angry, then like that. The person get angry, then the person say, I'm teaching you patient. But actually the person is not teaching patient. The person says something, I'm teaching you patient, but actually not teaching patient. In order to teach patient, the person must be patient. So that means the person is not really teaching patient. He's practicing unpatient, not teaching patient. So. But I see that many people sometimes, sometimes even husband, wife, they say, I teach you patient. they say, oh, nasty thing, bad thing, then say, I'm teaching a patient. Actually, not really teaching patient, this one. Oh, to see. That thing, that's somebody, not the meeting about this. Kaldir nendu ne, say, not the dosum of Majula. Dag is job on number two. Then, got to shepherd your stuff. This one, yeah.
Of course, such a way of thinking is inappropriate, is wrong. Why? Nevertheless, should I return the harm, it will not protect them either. By doing so, my conduct will deteriorate, and hence this fortitude will be destroyed.
That is mere bhakarsana. Una chi kasor. Tatonda de la somatarisha. Tas pa pena rangba chunda ba chunga si chungyo tu kala. Ani ta de la pa ta rangi pa nulen pa nulen chabai na. Rwa len pa nulen chada una chi pendo se somatang pa nulen chabai na. Nulen chese nulen chabai na. Ta Kari Gorisana, Nuce de Taki, and it's some tuxe, Tondani, Tanum Kondu Labo de Pesce, and it depam pushes as you curious.
So imagine, let's say, if somebody harms us, right? And let's say we, instead of accepting it, we retaliate, isn't it? Let's say we make a choice, we decide we retaliate. Want to fight back and retaliate, yeah? Okay, then what will happen? So when we retaliate, that harm doer becomes more upset, yeah? Right? More disturbed, more upset. And accumulates even more negativities, yeah? So if we think that, oh, actually I'm a benefactor to the person, I'm helping the person, you know, when I retaliate, you know, then how does causing him to be more upset and to be more disturbed and to accumulate more negativities, you know, be an act of helping the person? How does retaliation help that person? How does it benefit that person? In what way are you benefiting? So there's no benefit whatsoever, yeah? So when we retaliate, we don't benefit the person in any way. The person becomes more disturbed, more upset, accumulate more negativities. So our retaliation doesn't protect that person from his or her own anger, yeah? And on top of that, we harm our own practice of the four wholesome virtues, yeah? In that, there are these four practices, yeah? So, when we are scolded, we should not retaliate back, you know, likewise. And when we are hit or beaten, we should not retaliate likewise. And somebody exposes our faults, yeah, isn't it? And we should not do likewise. And I can't remember the fourth one. Right, scolding, beating, exposing faults, and when a person is angry, when somebody is angry with us, we should not be angry. We should not react with anger. Yeah. So those are the four wholesome virtues or practice.
Yeah.
So therefore it is completely wrong to think that by retaliating we are also benefiting the person, just as when a person, you know, when we view the harm doer as a benefactor, so if we adopt that view and then, you know, think that we have now become the benefactor when retaliating and causing the person to practice patience, yeah. If we think like that, yeah, then so you analyze, is there any benefit? No, so there's no benefit, because it causes that person to be more upset, more angry, and as such the person accumulates more negativities, so there's no benefit whatsoever, isn't it? And on top of that, if the person in question is supposed to be a real practitioner, and in particular a practitioner training to cultivate, you know, training, cultivating the bodhicitta, then when you retaliate, you only harm the virtuous practices, such as the four wholesome practices mentioned earlier, and also you also harm one's practice of patience. Yeah. Next is a explanation of how it is appropriate to be patient in the face of criticism and contempt and so forth, yeah. Slander. The next two verses basically telling us that it is appropriate to meditate on patience when we are on the receiving end of contempt, slander, criticism, or hearing something unpleasant. The reason being that such a criticism, contempt, slander, and harsh words or speech directed at us. Ultimately, if we think about, so the teachings are saying that if we think about it, you know, carefully, they don't actually harm our bodies and mind.
Yeah.
Since my mind is not physical, in no way can anyone destroy it. Through it strongly adhering to my body is harmed by suffering. Since contempt, harsh speech, and unpleasant words do not cause any harm to my body, why, mine, do you become so angry? So our mind or our consciousness is immaterial, not physical. And as such, you know, it cannot be harmed by any kind of weapons. So, but how do we suffer physically, you know, if when our body is harmed, How do we suffer physically? Well, the basis lies in this very strong, grasping at the body as being mine. Because it's mine, body, of course, the ignorance grasping at the self or person, or ignorance grasping at the self, acts as the condition, isn't it, right? And we hold on to the body as mind very strongly. And because of that, you know, that concept, that kind of grasping, then that's how we feel hurt, you know, physically hurt, So it said that because we have a very strong grasping at the body, holding on to it as ours, mine, therefore when the body is physically harmed, we feel the damage, we feel the harm. So it is said that if we don't have that concept, that strong grasping at the body, even though somebody may do something physical to the body, we will not have that idea at all that I'm being harmed or my body is being hurt, So it is said.
So 미녀배 땅마야. 어, 진대 체반이나, 또는 측 대다기, 아니, 썸놈이 땅마이나, 진조 강하다, 측으로 봐. 그리고 진조기, 아니, 지가르소를 보기. 랑비 룰라, 아니, 누구도 왜 썸다이나, 중세제 누구 말했어. 말이 룰라 썸다. 랑비, 랑비 룰라, 중세제 누구도 왜 썸다나, 중세제 미나바래서. 랑 룰라, 자원이 눈에 미정하시. 대다기, 그리고.
So, when we face direct criticisms, or when somebody says something nasty to us, or if somebody talks behind our back, you know, say something unpleasant about us behind our backs, so essentially, whether it is a criticism or somebody saying something nasty to us, or whether they're talking behind our backs, essentially, if you look at the criticism or the harsh words or the unpleasant words, they are sounds, yeah. They are words, right? Literally, they are only words and sound. So, can words and sound harm our body in any way? The answer is no, not, it cannot even harm our bodies in the smallest way.
Oh, 독신이 아니 룰라 중세야 내 두고 말했어. 룰라 내 맞더나 뒤에 쌤나 아니 내 매발했어. 쌤 나가 지도에 뒤에 매발했어. 룰라 내 맞더나 쌤나 뒤에 이제 나가 지도고 말했어. 나 돈다 님부 들었다. 아니 지금 내 바당 측수 어떤 저 아니 지금 다 민협에 땀 진도 나온 주연도가나 아니 누슨 칼라 누구야 말해 재산다. 너서 옛날 룰라 노래는 쌤나 내 거래 니가 얼마나 아니 가슴 두고 그래다.
So if words, you know, these sounds, these words, you know, cannot harm the body in the slightest way, then how could it ever harm the mind, which is non-physical? How is it? So no matter you think about it, then, there's no way it can harm, yeah? So if these unpleasant words or criticism, harsh speech, you know, really can harm us, it must either harm our body or mind, isn't it? If something is harmed, it's either our body or mind, isn't it, right? So the words, these sounds, the words cannot harm our body in any way. Yeah? So if we cannot touch the body, cannot harm the body, then how could it ever harm the mind, which is non-physical, right? So since it can't harm the body, neither can it harm the mind, then there's no real reason to feel justified in being upset, yeah, when we experience those criticisms and what do you have, harsh words and unpleasant words.
Mananaya, that Tindegi Ongi, that Simjin Shen, and a Dalla Mikawa Jurgudes. Ah, Shazam, Tindegi Kingi, Sin, Simjin Shen, and Mikawa Jugudos. And Tim, not Dugumidos, Chazam Tato, that Kondo Tigwares. Coin Kondo Jacques, this is Alamana, taking a Simjin Shen on a Mikawa Chigudos. No Simjin Mongo on the Mikawa Chazi Tindegudos, Tim, not Dugumidos. Oh, Tosin, that young Kondo Jujan, and so much Kugudo.
So these unpleasant words and contempt and harsh words, we accept, right, that they cannot harm our body, neither can it harm our minds, isn't it? Harm, no, do damage, you know. But of course, we don't accept it easily. We come up with further reasons, you know, to justify anger, justify retaliation. We think, okay, the words cannot harm me physically. It cannot, like, literally do damage to my mind. It cannot hurt, it cannot make my mind go out of existence, right? But when people say these things, and when others get to hear about it, then they will not like me, you know, on account of hearing those things, yeah. And I don't like that others don't like me. So, therefore, I don't like the person who is saying those things to me.
Oh, Tukshin, that is on the tenet, that did the Sam Kovina, that did Lena Tisungiore. Some no condistango, Tinder Sam no Kovina, some no condistango, and I shall not tell him because Tin Setian, Session, Dallas or Michenos. Then it is Timidus, and then it is Timidus.
So the answer is in verse 54. That's the real answer. I mean, if others disliking me will not devour me, either in this or in another life, why do I not want it?
Oh, that tondany, simjin shen, that tondany, simjin shen, rala, megawa, you are tinny, that karsuna.
So if we think that you know, the criticisms and the directed at us, the contempt that others have for us, and unpleasant words and harsh speech, you know, will cause others to dislike us, and therefore we feel justified in being upset, then the question that we should ask ourselves is that how does people disliking of us, how does their dislike for us harm us in this life? Will we eat us up? Will you harm me in this life? And how does their dislike for me harm me in my future lives? It doesn't harm me in this life. It doesn't harm me in my future lives. So they can dislike me, but I don't have to dislike them for disliking me. So, yeah.
Oh, that don't that thing, that got too maybe, that.
So, others may dislike us, so as a result of somebody's criticism and saying something unpleasant about us, about reputation and so forth, then as a result of, as a condition, then that may act as a condition for others to dislike us. So what if others dislike us? So if they dislike us, so be it. If they dislike us, we don't have to dislike them back in return, isn't it? Because they can dislike us, they may dislike us, but if we, you know, dislike them, you know, as a result of they are not liking us, then we are creating additional, unnecessary, accumulating unnecessary negativities. Yeah.
Oh, that didn't mind, huh? Just to show. Console it down. That didn't mind, you just showed up. That didn't mind, console it. Console it. That's the
So of course, we also have more to say about that, yeah. Oh yeah. They dislike me. I don't have to dislike them. But when somebody says something nasty about me, it hurts my reputation. Then when others hear about it, then others will dislike me, and others will lose faith in me. But that's the problem, because when others lose faith in me, they dislike me, then I'll have less money. I will hurt my, you know, whatever, like your income, or you know, you have something, maybe something to profit from the relationship, you know, whatever, in what way, you know, whether you call it gain or money or property or whatever, there's something to gain, isn't it, right? So, you know, I will lose out, is it? So, but if that person didn't say all those nasty things, I wouldn't lose out, is it? So because I want these things, they're important to me. So if I lose them, then it becomes a problem for me, isn't it? So therefore, I have a reason, it's justified. I'm justified to feel upset with the person who's saying those nasty things about me. So, now this way of thinking, our way of thinking is basically mentioned in the verse 55, isn't it? Because it will hinder my gain, I do not want this. Right? And then we use that as a reason to justify to feel justified in being upset, you know, with people who say nasty things about us. Yeah. Of course, then the reply to that, I shall discard my gains here, and my negativities will remain securely.
What to say? That on the that rangi, that rangi,
Let's say we retaliate, you know, because we feel justified, you know, because I need to protect my source of income. I need to protect my whatever reputation, my gains, my whatever. So this is justifiable. So I need to retaliate. So even if we do retaliate, and even if we are successful, we stop people from talking about us, you know, and therefore then we stop people from disliking us, and as a result, then our income or our source of money and so forth will not deteriorate, isn't it? Then we manage to get a lot of money, yeah. Or manage to carry on, you know, and have money and property and what have you. So even if we manage to do all that, isn't it? There will come a day we have to leave everything behind anyway. That's for sure. For sure we have to die and go on to the next life, yeah. But in the process of retaliating and then keeping striving to maintain a good reputation and having people like us and in so doing be able to keep our money and blah blah blah, you know. But in the process, we are accumulating a lot of negativities, yeah. Primarily also through anger, isn't it? So in that process, the anger is embedding itself even more stronger, deeper in our minds, you know, right? Becomes more stable, isn't it? Every time we get angry, yeah, we enhancing that, you know, strengthening the imprint, and also, you know, the non-virtue. We are accumulating non-virtue, yeah. So all of this remains with us when we go on to the next life. And these will cause us to suffer in our future lives,
yeah.
So therefore, it is incorrect to feel justified in retaliating, you know, against criticisms and people damaging our reputation and so forth, for the sake of protecting our wealth and our income and material gain and so forth. Yeah. So it is inappropriate, incorrect, basically. Main reason being that even if we do manage to protect our wealth, you know, through retaliating, and even if we do manage to do that, you know, accumulate our wealth, they all have to be left behind, isn't it? At the time of death, yeah. But the negativities that we accumulate in the process of retaliating in order to get to protect those wealth, those negativities remain securely, firmly in our minds, and they will harm us in our future lives. Yeah.
What in the shop?
And of course, after having said all of this, we still would object, isn't it? Material gain, money is important. I need money to survive. Without money, how am I going to survive? I need to eat. I need a roof over my head. I need to survive, isn't it? So. It is not unreasonable to want all these, you know, I need, you know. So if there's anybody who harms my source of income, who takes away my money, my property, then I will have a very difficult life, and then I may even die, isn't it, right? So therefore, I have a right to retaliate. It's justifiable for me to be upset, isn't it? So we feel justified, no? Therefore, it's only right that I need to retaliate and do something about it, you know? I need to, you know, fight, you know, and get what I need, you know? Right? We feel, yeah? So, you know, it's all right. What's wrong? What's wrong? You mean I can't fight for my survival? You know?
Don't breathe so deeply, huh?
And of course, there's always a reply to whatever we think. And the reply is, it is better that I die today than live a long time through wrong livelihood. Even if I should live a long time, there will be the very suffering of death.
There
are people who earn a living, or there are people who accumulate wealth through harming others, causing harm, problems to others, of course motivated by anger, jealousy, competitiveness in a negative sense and so forth. So they sustain their livelihoods, they make a living through harming others. And some do able to make a living through that and be able to be quite successful in that sense. They accumulate a lot of money, isn't it? A lot of wealth and all. And they may even live a long time. But sustaining their livelihood in such a way through harming others actually constitutes wrong livelihood. It's wrong livelihood. So as such, it is better to live a shorter life and to die earlier than to live a long life that is sustained by wrong livelihood. So it's better to live a short life that is not sustained by wrong livelihood than to live a long life sustained by wrong livelihood. Because even if you live a long life, but a long life that is sustained by wrong livelihood, you accumulate so much negativities, isn't it? That it will harm you in a future life. Put aside the future life, even in this life at the time of death, it will cause you a lot of problems. So the essence, the essential point here is that it is no benefit to sustain one's livelihood through harming others. So even if you manage to accumulate a lot of wealth, it's of no benefit actually in reality. So therefore, see, the Kadampa masters have said that it is better for the evil ones, those who commit non-virtue, to die earlier, to have a shorter life.
The meaning is same. That's meaning. ta nyepa la sepa mirikpa pei tuba sta ta nyepa la chapa mirikpa ani pei tuba se tresha.
So next is showing through example how it is inappropriate to crave for material gain.
Otto san melam lo melam lo jap denyo ne seba chuwa kai ba kanshi sam denyo ne seba chuwa kai ba a seba te da ni ga de wa de ni chi wong me an ni tser ni se dong ni ga yo chi we to na de da se sta chuwa ni de.
Suppose someone should awaken from a dream in which he experienced 100 years of happiness, and suppose another should awaken from a dream in which he experienced just a short while of happiness. For both of these people who have awakened, that happiness will never return. Similarly, whether my life has been long or short, at the time of my death, it will be finished like that.
So
imagine so here they're giving an example of someone who enjoys a lot of stuff in a dream to illustrate that craving for objects of desire, material gain, material development, having craving for those things inappropriate, no real meaning. Yeah. So let's say somebody falls asleep has a very nice dream, and in the dream, he experiences all kinds of objects of desire, the form, sound, smell, taste and touch, the five nice desirable objects, yeah. And the dream may last for a very, very long time, isn't it, right? So, but once the person wakes up, the whole experience is really just an experience. It's just an object of memory. Yeah. There's nothing you can hold on to, and there's nothing that you can utilize, yeah. Right.
Oh, that betina, what the betila said, Tedal Tsumbashi, Tangazo Chick Casuata, Serimbo, Desh, Anisheta, Benjo Yidu, Mambo, Sheta, Tonang, Anita Joa Pusunsovayosh, Anisik Serimbo, Desh, Anisheta, Yurumbo, Potto, Long Jung and Tedangs, Anisheta, Tetunton Cheta, Duella Long Joshe, Aduella Long Joshe, Tetila, Tetunton, Candesi Imbainer.
So likewise, in real life, even if we live for a very long time, let's say you live for 100 years, and you have a perfect 100 years, and you have all the objects of enjoyment, whatever you want, you have a very good life, you enjoy. At the time of death, all those enjoyment becomes only an object of memory, and you cannot enjoy them again. You cannot enjoy something that's already passed, isn't it? Right? You cannot utilize it again. It all becomes like a dream. So at the time of death, that person's life is nothing different from a person who has a shorter life and who may not have had that much enjoyment. Yeah. At the time of death, it's the same, isn't it? Everybody's the same at the time of death. Yeah. So whether you have a long, enjoyable life, or you had an enjoyable life but not as long, a short, enjoyable life, whatever, you know, but at the time of death, whatever enjoyments, you know, pleasant experiences, you know, it's just a dream. It's like a dream, you know, it's just an object of memory. Nothing else beyond, nothing else.
Oh, that today, ngar nyomay dewati, that today, ngar nyomay dewati, that today, tsering bu desa ngar nyomay dewati, chiwi nagab laya nyomay si mebares. Ani, di nyomay meba masi, an chiwi nagab su, ani chiwi tunga ke narsi, ani chikta, that tsering tunga katech tinga ina, chiwi nyomoti, ngar ki dewa laya nyomay meba. Teta masi, ani chiwi tunga ke narsi, chikobati, tsering tunga katech tinga, chikobares, that today.
So, whatever enjoyments we may have had, you know, in the whole life, at the time of death, we cannot experience them again. And on top of that, we will never experience them again in the future life. Those, that same experience, yeah. So whether you had a short life, a short enjoyable life, or a long enjoyable life, at the time of death, when it's time to die, it's all the same, yeah.
So
that is showing through an example why it is inappropriate or is incorrect to crave, you know, for material gain. Yeah. Next is showing the reason why it is incorrect or inappropriate to crave for material gain. Although I may acquire abundant gain and enjoy happiness for a long time, I shall go forth naked and empty-handed, just like having been robbed. Even we spend our whole life accumulating wealth and resources, property and so forth, and even if we do manage to derive some satisfaction from them, some enjoyment and some pleasure, yeah, and you may live for a very long time having those enjoyments. At the time of death, we have to leave all this behind, yeah? Isn't it? We will literally be stripped, you know, of all of these things, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. It's as if, you know, at the time of death, you know, we are completely stripped of all our possessions, you know, by a robber, yeah. And we can't bring anything along with us to the next life, yeah. So this is pretty much the same as mentioned in the stages of the path, yeah? In the section of death and impermanence, isn't it, right? In the outline, which says that at the time of death, nothing helps except the Dharma, yeah? Yeah, in that outline, in that section, there are 3 points, isn't it? At the time of death, our wealth, our possessions not help us, is of no benefit whatsoever. The next point is, at the time of death, our friends and relatives and loved ones are of no use whatsoever, no benefit to us. And point number three, even our body, the thing that we cherish the most, is of no benefit whatsoever. Yeah. And then the conclusion is that at the time of death, nothing is of any benefit to us except the Dharma.
Yeah.
So the things that we've just mentioned here are plainly obvious, isn't it? You don't have to think to understand this. This is the reality. We see it, isn't it? We see the people die. We see that when they die, they can't take anything with them, isn't it? Yeah. It's just plain obvious. Yeah. So far, the teachings are telling us that it is not right to have attachment, yeah, to crave for material gain, isn't it? And all these things, right? Right. But we have many reasons to show an attempt to prove that there are situations where money is important, it is beneficial. Right. Many people think, maybe in the Buddhist circle, yeah, if I have a lot of money and I live a long time, I can accumulate a lot of merit. I can make a lot of offerings. I can make many holy objects. I can print texts, make stupas. I can do many wonderful things. Through that, I can accumulate merit and I can purify my mind of negativities, isn't it? So money is useful, it's good. So since if I have money, I can do many of these things. So, and in order to get this money, sometimes no choice, we have to be angry. We need attachment. But nevertheless, it's still okay because, with this money, we can do all these wonderful things. I can accumulate a lot of merit and can purify my mind of obscurations. So it's okay. So it's not true that craving is bad all the time,
Tusenta, Kalden Yebe, Kalden Yebe, Sonjuna, Dixes, Sonam, Chasena, Statam, Digita, Tigita, Mundi, Tusunga, Tati, Tagilatri, Dinema, Tanibet, Tatilena, Yebet, Trojuna, Sonam, Sedi, Migrams, 관계된도 낙선 봐 이제 간대 냠준나 디바바식 차바이 선바테 호지식 차스다.
So our opinion is that if I were to live due to having gain, material gain, possessions, then I shall exhaust negativities and increase my merit. Right, this is what we think. And of course, the reply to that, the reply to that is, if I were to get angry on account of material gain, money, will not my merit be consumed and negativities created? If my very life were to degenerate for the sake of that, then what will be the use of the life of one who commits only negativities?
Okay, that is the answer. Huh? だとだってじゃあ、でねそのまなしれた。まずでその当時担当にしば。コントだ。あれ、茶葉処置もじ。あれ、コント決した。てで金が担当ち。パケた。準備てでその口ば。コントのそば茶葉茶葉な。あれ、コント社員と定準備コント。コントの茶葉社員の送ればいいな。だ、見てばれ。だ、そうですもら。てで金がだ。あれば。
Well, so these verses are telling us that it is incorrect to follow after anger and attachment, thinking that following after anger and attachment to accumulate money so that you can use it to create virtue and purify your mind, such a line of reasoning is incorrect, basically.
カラスな、そのさやの、ギャワドゥベイチ、サムティチョネ、タ、パートワチグアレ。サムの純正的コーチ、タ、トワチグアレ、ディナヤン、トワチグアレ、ディケチェチェ、ウネチェタ、マスシュバナシェレ、アニチェ、コンドジゲイントガナ、ウネチェタ、カワトンドサビティバス、カワトンドサビティバス、ジョムドエ。あ、そのパートナーバス、セドエ。アロバ、アニ、コンドジゲイントガナ、ディバシュウシタ、トプチェムペドエシ。
So if we think that in order to be able to do some of these things, accumulate merit, purify my mind, you know, in order to practice Dharma, so I need some money, isn't it? Need things, yeah? So in the process, it is okay sometimes, you know, to get angry, to have attachment, you know? So we think in such a way, then didn't we accept earlier that anger has many disadvantages? For example, if we get angry, we can destroy roots of virtues accumulated over 1,000 eons. We can deplete so much merit. Yeah. There's so many negative consequences of anger, yeah. So we accepted that, right? So wouldn't we experience all these disadvantages?
だとだ、今度さえ現地せ、だもねちた、そのパートメバサ、あねちた、あねてパートメバサ、あしごとは、あてでいいな、あねちた、だけそそそもこえてた、ランツえてた、ランペジョユンやった、ランチェルムネでそそのそさ、てばさえちとい、まれ、そのそさえた、てば、
So we accept, isn't it, right? You say you follow after anger and attachment in order to be able to sustain your life and practice the Dharma, isn't it, right? Isn't it? But yet we also accept all these negative consequences, isn't it? When we get upset, when we get angry, we follow after attachment and get angry. We destroy roots of virtue accumulated over a very long period of time, and we have to experience those whole list of consequences of anger, isn't it, right? So doesn't it harm our supposed motivation of sustaining our lives to practice the Dharma? On one hand, we say we want to live a long life and money to practice the Dharma. Yet, we are doing things to destroy that opportunity, yeah? That life, right? So there's a contradiction, yeah?
Oh, 도시네, 재산다. 다톤다 티레 다고 준세 메딩 시다톤다 티숭이야레 어투신 예버드베다 아니 람초야게 시도 아니 시다 작바치 무슈시 아니 콘도슈 신득 차바이나 아니 다기다 조사야게 시도랑 내기 삼마디 아니 고다 고바디 직도에 샤소 콘도 되겠다 메바 샤소 알아 소소 고바드에 되다 딱딱 난가 샤도도 알아
so we may feel justified you know, in getting angry and following attachment so that we have money and possession so that we can practice the Dharma through accumulating merit and purifying our minds of obscurations, yeah? But doesn't getting angry lead to the destruction of merit, which you say you're trying to accumulate? So, there's an internal contradiction, isn't it? In one's position, yeah?
So
there's much more to come, but essentially, you know, whatever the argument may be, the point that this chapter is trying to tell us is that no matter how you think about it, you will not be able to justify getting angry. This is what the text is saying. No matter how you want to argue, you will not be able to succeed. You know? You will not be able to find any real justifiable reason to get upset. Yeah? Isn't it? Contrary to what we believe. Isn't it? We believe that there are always situations and times and reasons to get upset, isn't it? Right? And we have many excuses, right? Many, yeah? And, but whatever we can think of, they're all clearly mentioned in the text, isn't it? Right? Whatever we can think of, it is mentioned in the text. And an answer is given. Right. So we just have to think about what is mentioned in the text and we have to think about it ourselves. Okay, so maybe some of the, I'll give you the questions for this coming Sunday's discussion. Diu Shivar. Shivar and Abra.
Diu Shivar Matata, the Diu Mabatikri. Shishin.
Shishin.
But you don't do the couple of shanty. Tojimawa, ring six bears. Governor, tell us. Doctor Shushan, a column ticket, that on that same jet and jigs, swim so a couple of tito, anishi, tojan hours, jum den degi, anishi, urubu sitting, that tojan hours, ring sick pass, the ring to sing at that jum den de silver, jum den degi, and a kapa tizoya, and nangsha yores. What tea kapa da kapa nam, tell a nangs, now karekari yores, what? Sim,
So, explain the last two sentences of verse 84 of chapter 5. The far-seeing compassionate ones have allowed those that were forbidden. So this verse comes under the ethical discipline of accomplishing the welfare of sentient beings. Yeah. So, in this context, no, what is it that the Buddhas have allowed? Anyway, basically explain the meaning of the last two lines of verse 84. Yeah. Of chapter
5.
You should go a little bit deeper, you know? Not just saying, oh, the Buddha said, okay, this is, you can do this and you cannot do that, you know? But many here, the point here is that they are the 10 non-virtues, isn't it? So, there are times when the Buddha gave permission for some individuals to engage in some of these 10 non-virtues, yeah? So, who are these people that the Buddha have given permission to? And is there permission to create all 10 non-virtues? Or just some of the 10 non-virtues? Then if it is only some of the 10 non-virtues, why only some and not others? So, you know, to go into detail, yeah? Alright? So to discuss more in depth, yeah, not just do it superficially, you know, but who are the people who are permitted to do the 10 non-virtues? Who are these people? Are these people permitted to do all 10 non-virtues or just some of the 10 non-virtues? If it is just some, then why? What are they? And in what way are they permitted? What are the circumstances that they are permitted? And then those things that if there are one or two non or whatever non-virtues that are not permitted, why are they not permitted? Yeah. And for those non-virtues that are permitted, yeah, for some special individuals, do the creation or engaging in these actions actually accumulate non-virtue or negativity, you know? Even though if it's permitted by Buddha, right? So if those individuals engage in it, will they, you know, accumulate non-virtue, negativity or not? So really to discuss more in depth, yeah. For example, right, killing is a natural misdeed, isn't it? Natural misdeed.
Oh, the Rashi Kana Matava Sigur Jinzekar, what the name of that Samla Mamutanko.
And of course, if you look at that statement, then you have to understand what is a natural misdeed. Yeah? Why is it called a natural misdeed?
So
these are just some comments, you know, to help you, to guide you to in your discussion. Yeah? So to think more deeply, you know, yeah, and from various perspectives, yeah. Then, next question, what are the faults of anger? So, what is the cause of anger? Yeah, what are the faults of anger and what is the cause of anger? And I did mention in class that if you elaborate on the causes of anger, you can talk about 24 situations or conditions, isn't it? The 24, yeah?
888. Tongan tanling sobo kongo yoke lapsha kang yore. Ani chola nyisim sobo kome kabla, ani chola nyisim sobo kome kabla, lapsha kari yores. Ani konyila ni midawe kaba kari dosu. Latonda tirita.
What are the advice given in the text, you know, in order to develop the patience of accepting suffering.
Okay.
What are the advice given in the text, you know, in order to help us develop the patience of accepting suffering? Similarly, what are the advice given in the text to help us develop the patience of certitude about the teachings? Yeah? And what are the differences in the advice pertaining to these two types of patience? What are the differences between the advice, you know, pertaining to these two types of patience? Yeah?
Okay. Okay. Enough? Should be enough. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay.
Please finish off the user prayers.